Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
The battle in Oregon over a baker is the tip of the iceberg and exhibit A of what's happening with regards to this issue of so-called same-sex marriage and religious freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber, founder of BarbWire.com. And in fact, this issue, Matt, involving Aaron and Melissa Klein, who is the person behind Melissa's Cakes out in Oregon, is literally an exhibit A of what's happening. In this particular situation, Melissa, who is a Christian, along with her husband, Aaron, they're Christian bakers. And they turned down a person who is a lesbian who wanted to have a so-called wedding cake. And they don't discriminate on the basis of a person's sexual behavior, but they certainly cannot participate in an event like a wedding for same-sex couples that collides with their religious beliefs, and they refuse to do so. Now they have been fined $135,000, and that fine has been finalized. And even more insult to injury, the Labor Commission individual, Brad Avakian, has decided to ultimately say they must be silent. A gag order has been placed upon them, and they cannot speak to the media. That's at least according to this labor commissioner, but I don't think they're going away quietly.
Yeah, Matt, you know, Cokie Roberts recently said, talking about same-sex marriage, that there are no, quote, tangible, identifiable victims of same-sex marriage. What country is she living in? I mean, here we have the Kleins with Sweet Cakes by Melissa fined $135,000 for pain and suffering and this long list, this parade of horribles that these two lesbians supposedly suffered because this Christian couple could not participate in their counterfeit same-sex marriage ceremony. Brad Avakian here is a tyrant, Matt. This labor commissioner is a tyrant. He is not fit for office. He should be thrown out of office. He should be sued personally for targeting and persecuting these individuals and for violating their clear First Amendment rights here. But this, as you said, this is just the tip of the iceberg. This is just a harbinger of things to come for all Christians here in the United States. So-called same-sex marriage and the free exercise of religion cannot coexist in harmony.
Well, in fact, this Brad Avakian, who is the labor commissioner who's upheld this $135,000 fine, I think he's been in collusion with the same-sex agenda representatives in Oregon against these individuals. So I think it has no basis in the labor law. But he has now also said that he has ordered these individuals, Aaron and Melissa Klein, to, quote, cease and desist from publishing, circulating, issuing, or displaying, or causing to be published any communication to the effect that any of the accommodations will be refused, withheld, or denied. So he is literally imposing a gag order. They can't say anything. They can't write anything. So by the mere expression of their religious faith, they would be in violation of this gag order. So this is insult to injury, $135,000 fine, and a gag order that you can't say or write anything consistent with your faith about any accommodation or any issue with regards to not performing these same-sex weddings. This, my friend, around the country, those who are listening to this, this is the face of the intolerant agenda. America, church, wake up. We said this was coming. It's now here. This is individuals this is a case of individuals who are being forced out of their business because of their Christian beliefs. This is not the America that our founders envisioned. And I don't believe this is the America that the vast majority of people in this country want to have for themselves and for their children and grandchildren.
Yeah, Matt, Anna Harmon, who is the attorney for the Kleins, She was stunned. She said, "Now he," meaning Brad Avakian, "has ruled that the Klein's simple statement of personal resolve to be true to their faith is unlawful. This is a brazen attack on every American's right to freely speak and imposes government orthodoxy on those who do not agree with the government-sanctioned ideas." And that's what we're talking about here, Matt, is the new orthodoxy, the rainbow-colored orthodoxy here. You will be made to care. And Brad Avakian is a lieutenant here in this war against free exercise, this war against the First Amendment. He must be stopped. This radical LGBT agenda must be stopped. And, Matt, it's the head of the spear. The issue over marriage, as we have long said, is the tool, the hammer, by which the secular humanist left intends to take away our freedoms, our religious liberties, and persecute the believers across the nation.
Yeah, well, in fact, this individual, Brad Avakian, and his homosexual activism is no secret. He's been a homosexual activist. He should not have even been on this situation. Long before this case came into existence, he was a homosexual activist. He's worked, from what we know, behind the scenes with homosexual activist organizations in Oregon. This was his time to ultimately put the hammer down on individuals and make an example out of them. And so that's what he has done, or is trying to do. He writes this. He says, he accuses the Kleins of, among other things, devaluing, quote, humanity for all of us, close quote. And when Aaron and Melissa explained that they could not participate in a same-sex ceremony, he said, quote, their act was much more than the denial of a product, close quote. He claimed it was, quote, and is a denial of the couple's freedom to participate equally. It is the epitome of being told that there are places you cannot go, things you cannot do or be. The Klein's conduct was a clear and direct statement that this couple lacked an identity worth being recognized, close quote. This is stunning. Now, what would he say if someone says, I cannot photograph a KKK rally and make a memorial out of that? I cannot bake a cake for a KKK rally or to bake a cake to celebrate a KKK rally. Obviously, in that situation, somebody's identity is wrapped up in their white skin, and they want to ultimately have some kind of animosity against others, and then now they want you to participate in it. They would say no, and you would think the common decent person would say, yeah, you don't have to participate in that. Well, here these people want to participate in some kind of same-sex ceremony. They could go down and get another baker, but no, they want this baker to celebrate their ceremony and become part of it and identify with what they're doing. And when the baker says, no, I'm sorry, that collides with my religious belief, just like it would collide with the belief of photographing a KKK rally or whatever it might be that's very offensive to that particular baker or that particular employer or that particular business, you would say, fine, you don't have to do it. Why would you make a Jew ultimately cater a particular catering home or business meal that has food that collides with their religious beliefs? You wouldn't want to do that. And yet that's what they're trying to do here.
Yeah, Brad Avakian here is basically saying that this violated these two lesbians' human right to be able to force you to do something against your will. It's nonsensical, yet here we are. This is today's America. It's like Nazi Germany.
Yeah, in fact, Aaron says he seems to think that's Brad Avakian, that he can tell me to be quiet. Unfortunately, he's doing this with the wrong Christian because I fight back. Good for Aaron and Melissa. Yeah, in fact, this is not something you can just simply set aside. Unless you want to just walk away from the scriptures, and in addition, walk away from reality. We need to stand with them, stand with Liberty Counsel as we continue to stand around the country with individuals to defend and to advance their religious free exercise. Go to lc.org. Again, the website is lc.org. Liberty Counsel is being stretched thin all over the country with our resources already stretched. And now, because of all of these different things around the country, whether it's clerks or others that are calling us around the country, we have to be there to defend them. We cannot allow them to be out there on their own with no defense. You know, Martin Niemöller in Nazi Germany says, you know, when they came for the trade unionists, I didn't say anything because I wasn't a trade unionist. When they came for the Jew, I didn't say anything because I wasn't a Jew. And when they came for me, there was no one left to speak for me. We need to stand for the baker, the florist, the photographer, the wedding chapel, the churches, the pastors, the individuals around the country who are being threatened with regards to the loss of their religious free exercise. We need to stand with them in legal defense. We need to help them in their fines also. Go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org. Contribute to Liberty Counsel right now. Pray for the ministry and go to lc.org.
You have been listening to Faith and Freedom with Matt Staver of Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Working together, we can make a difference. Get informed and stay involved. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org. That's lc.org. And tune in next time right here for Faith and Freedom.